In Beijing, the Chinese government gave its support to Iran's participation in a proposed international conference aimed at ending the Syrian conflict. Speaking to reporters, Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei said Iranian input was essential for achieving a negotiated settlement.
China thinks the Syrian issue cannot be solved without certain important countries in the region, and especially not without the participation and support of countries that have an important influence on the current Syrian situation. China is receptive to the participation of Iran and Saudi Arabia.
Russia and the US are now trying to organize the meeting, which has the support of the UN and should be held in Geneva next month. Iran says it has an important role to play in the Syrian situation and will respond positively if asked to attend. Among the permanent five members of the UN Security Council, however, there is disagreement on whether Iran should be invited. France has said it does not want Iran there because Iran, it says, threatens regional stability. Russia, meanwhile, says Iran must take part. In a recent announcement, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused unnamed Western countries of seeking to restrict participation in the conference to achieve an outcome in line with their geopolitical aims. Chinese analysts agree. Iran, they say, is too important and too influential in the region to be left out.
Iran is a major power in the Middle East. When I was ambassador to Syria, the closeness of relations between Iran and Syria left a deep impression on me. Everyone knows about Iran's influence in Syria and the history of close cooperation between the two countries. But now we have some Western countries trying to dictate who can take part in any settlement for Syria and who cannot. This is both mistaken and against the terms of the UN Charter.
While the UK has not commented on the issue, the US has said it is not ruling anyone in or out of the conference. According to the United Nations, more than 80,000 people have been killed so far in the Syrian conflict. At least 1.5 million, the UN also says, have fled the country to escape the fighting. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.